Okay, good morning, everybody. This week we are learning Brachos Daf Lamed Zayin. It is sponsored by David and Paula Baumzer and LMO Construction. And we are excitingly in the sixth parak of Maseches Brachos. We're learning about Hilchos Brachos. Finally, we're learning Maseches Brachos. We finally get to actually learn Hilchos Brachos. We started off on the beginning of the parak talking about the source of making a bracha Rishona, which ended up being a svara of Asher La'adam Sheyahana Be'olam Hazeh Velo Bracha. And then we took a detour talking about working and learning, which is also exciting. And we got back and talking about Brachos. Last week we spoke about Kimcha Dechiti, wheat flour. We spoke about tzlaf, caper berries, and whether they're chayv and arla or not. And this week we're back talking about various brachos, and we're going to go through different items and what their brachos are, and they will absolutely have halacha lamaisa applications. So let's jump in. We're on Lamed Vav Amud Beis. We are in at the skinny lines, the second to last of the skinny lines. It's the word pilpili. Talking about pilpili means pepper, but not the vegetable pepper, the spice pepper, the stuff that you would like, the peppercorn that you would crush up to for black pepper. So what's the bracha for pilpili? So Rav Sheshes Amar Shahakol, Rava Amar Lo Klum. It's a machlokas whether it should be a shahakol, maybe it should be lo klum, no bracha, because you don't eat black pepper. That's weird. V'az Rava Latameh, and Rava, who says that there's no bracha, is Lishitaso, because he also holds something else very similar. To Amar Rava, Kas Pilpili B'yoma Dekipuri, Pater, if you eat, Kas means you eat something that's like in a weird way. That's not kedarko. If you're going to eat black pepper on Yom Kippur, you're pater from kares, because that's not a normal way. That's not called eating. Kas zangvila b'yom kippuri pater. Same thing for zangvila, which is ginger, which it also, you don't eat that just on its own, and therefore you'd be pater if you have that on Yom Kippur. So that's what, like Rava says, there's no bracha, you can eat it on Yom Kippur. Meisve, they ask a question on Rava. Haya Rabbi Meir Omer mi mashma shene'emar va'arlasem arlaso es piryo. Pasuk talking about arla, which we spoke about last week also. Arla is you can't eat the fruits for the first 3 years. But in the pasuk about arla, it says, by the way, which fruits are chayav in arla? The ones that come from an eitz meichel, a fruit tree. Where else do fruits come from? Why tell me fruit tree? Ein yodeya she'eitz meichel. Obviously, it's a tree that has food. If we're talking about arla, you can't eat it. Elamat tamad lomar eitz meichel. What's the word eitz meichel teaching me? Lahavi eitz shetam eitzo upir yoshave. It's referring to a tree where the tree and the fruit taste the same. Ve'ezehu ze hapilpilin. That's referring to black pepper, which apparently has that characteristic. And also la lamecha, and therefore la lamecha, shaha pilpilin chayavin ba'arla. Teach me that pilpilin pepper is chayavin arla, which means that it's a fruit and therefore it should have a bracha. Could Rava say there's no bracha? If it's chayavin arla, clearly it's considered a food. And also that pasuk also taught me la lamecha, shayin eretz Yisrael chaseira klum. Eretz Yisrael is not lacking anything. It has a lot of eitz meichel. Shenemar eretz asher lo b'miskenus tocha ba'lechem lo sechzar kolba. From last week's parashah, Parashat Ekev, that Eretz Yisrael is not lacking anything. It's not missing anything. It has everything that it needs. So that's what the pasuk taught us. But for us, it says that pilpilin is chayav in arlo. That means it's a food. How could Rava say there's no bracha? You can eat on Yom Kippur. You can't eat food on Yom Kippur. So lo kasha ha beretivsa ha viaveshta. It depends on what type of pilpilin we're talking about. If it's beretivsa, if it's moist and it's fresh, then it's considered a food and you get a bracha and you can't eat that on Yom Kippur. It's chayav in arlo. But if it's viaveshta, if it's dry, that's what Rava was talking about. That you're allowed to. That there's no bracha. And Yom Kippur, you're going to be pater, because that's not edible at all if it's dry, like we would use it for the spice. Amri le Rabban on the Maremar, Kas Zangvila b'Yom Kippuri pater. As we said, if you have ginger on Yom Kippur, you're also going to be pater. Avaha Amarava, but Rava said also, Hai Hamlasa da Asami Be Hundai, this Hamlasa dish, which is a dish which contains ingredients including ginger. So we're talking about ginger over here that comes from Bein Hundai, from India. Sharia, it's mutter to eat it. Umavarchin Aleha Bere Pri Ha'adama. And you make a Bere Pri Ha'adama when you eat it. But it's Sharia. What does it mean, Sharia, that it's mutter? Obviously, foods are generally mutter unless it's something that's usher inside. So Rashi explains, maybe you think it's usher because of Bishul Akum, or maybe the Goyim used their treif pots when they made it, but it's not a problem of Bishul Akum. So why not? So one of the exceptions to Bishul Akum is that there's no problem if the guy cooks it, if it's edible raw. As long as it's edible without his cooking, it doesn't make me happier that he cooked it for me. So there's no problem of Bishul Akum. So that's important for us. What do you mean, edible raw? But Rava said that Zangvila, you can have it on Yom Kippur. It's not edible. There's no bracha according to Rava. So how is it mutter? Because it's edible raw, that doesn't seem to be the case. It's like Mara says, it's the same answer. Lo kasha, ha beretivsa, ha biyaveshta. If it's moist, then it's edible, and that's when we said that there's no Bishul Akum problem. But biyaveshta, when it's dry, that's what we were talking about before, that you're potter on Yom Kippur, and there would be no bracha. So that same chiluk of ha beretivsa, ha biyaveshta. The Gemara continues with the other types of foods, a chavitz kedera, which is a type of, and the chen daisa. Daisa is like, is porridge, which is like crushed up wheat. And chavitz kedera is also that, but it has, it's mixed with oil and flour and honey, all mixed together. And Rav Yehuda Omer Shahakol Nia Bidvaro, Rav Kahana Amar Boreimine Mizonos. Machlokas whether it should be a Shahakol, Rav Kahana says it's a Boreimine Mizonos. And the Gemara now clarifies. Bedaisa Greda, if it's just the oats on their own, then Kuleyamalo Pligi to Boreimine Mizonos. Everyone agrees if the only ingredient in there is the crushed grains, then you're going to make a Boreimine Mizonos. But when's the Machlokas? Ki Pligi Bedaisa Ke'ein Chavetz Kedera. It's like you have the oatmeal that you also added in honey inside, like the Chavetz Kedera has other ingredients as well. So that's where there's a machlokes. Rav Yehuda Omer Shahakol Savar Dovsha Iker. Rav Yehuda says Shahakol because the honey, the other ingredients are the Iker, and therefore you're not going to make a mezonos. But Rav Kahana Omer Bermine Mezonos Savar Smida Iker. Rav Kahana says no, it's a mezonos because the flour is the Iker, and even though there are other ingredients in there, you're going to make a mezonos on the Iker ingredient. Amar Rav Yosef Kavaseder Rav Kahana Mestavra. Rav Yosef says that Rav Kahana seems to be more correct, that it should be a mezonos, that the flour is the ikar. Why? Super important line. Derav v'shmuel da'ami travayu kol sheyesh bo mechamishas haminim mevarchin olah boreimine mezonos. Whenever something contains, one of its ingredients is from the five grains, you always make a boreimine mezonos. I don't care if there's more honey, if the honey is the ikar. That's not true. The five grains are, by default, the ikar. They're always the ikar. So, in theory, it seems from this line, as long as you check the ingredients list of the food that you're eating and you see one of the five grains is in there, it should be a mezonos. Rav Shmuel say, kol sheyeshbo, as long as there is five grains in there, you should make a boreimine mezonos. But of course, there are exceptions. There are exceptions to that rule. Tosfos over here and Devi Amasil Beretiva say that if it is ledavik, the bottom Tosfos, kol sheyeshbo, im ledavik ba'alma, if it's only there as a binding agent, it's not serving a food function, it's not there to add flavor, to fill you up, or to add texture, it's just there to keep the other ingredients together, then we're not gonna have this rule, and we're going to go to the regular rules of Iker v'tafel, and you won't necessarily make a mezonos because you have a grain as one of the ingredients. This is what they say is the mitzias by Twizzlers, by licorice, that there is flour in there, but it's just there to keep the other ingredients together, right? So it would be like a blob of like red stuff and candy without it.
Right, you add flour to gravy to make it thicker.
Right, interesting. Exactly.
But texture. Would gravy be a texture thing?
I know. It's tough. It's so hard to figure out when it's really serving a food function or not, and depends on the mitzvahs. But I think also gefilte fish. Is gefilte fish always a flour? Are people talking about if they put in flour? Right. So I think that they say by that, maybe that's similar to gravy, where they say if you put it into your gefilte fish, it's not for an ikker ingredient, it's not even serving anything besides for keeping it together more. So I think that's the topic ba'alma, and that would not necessarily get a mezonos. Even Twizzlers, I think it's like a mitzvah thing. You have to really like go to the factories and know exactly how to do it, which is what the kashrus agencies do. They go to the factories and they figure all these things out. I think there's a machlokas about Twizzlers, but I've always heard shahakol for this reason. But we're not fasting here. Besides for that, another exception, which is a huge debate, which is super complicated, is breaded schnitzel. Breaded schnitzel it's breaded. It has breadcrumbs on top of it, but clearly it's schnitzel. So most poskim say that it's a shahakol, that those breadcrumbs are, some say that it's not really there to even serve a food function, it's just to help when you fry it shouldn't get stuck to the frying pan. Some say this breadcrumbs are like no one eats breadcrumbs. Don't just like take a spoonful of breadcrumbs. It's so tough. Like usually we won't care about ikar and tuffel if one of them is a five grains, but this, like the coating of the food is so tough that there's no way that you would make a mezonos on it. That's Rav Moshe, Rav Vazner, Rav Shechter, Rav Willig, they all say that it's shahakol.
Even though I'm only eating it because it's fried with the good crumb on top.
Right, I know, it's really tough. I saw Arya Leibowitz, the director of Smicha and Ritz, in his second sefer, Akona Olamo, he's so convinced that it's mezonos, he's like scratching his head, like, why is everybody else saying that it's shahakol? It's like, it's clearly adding flavor, it's clearly adding texture. It's like, if you have two different schnitzels, like, then Shabbos, like, it would be boring to take one out of the other. It's like, they're so different. So there are posts from Rav Nevinsal, for Spartan or Ben Sion Abishol, there are poskim that say that it's mezonos, but it's a small minority. So some chalk it up to machlokes and mitzius. That depends on if it's a thin crust or if it's a thick crust, which is a chiluk that's brought in like Vezos HaBracha and some of the contemporary brachas. Maybe it's a mitzius thing. These poskim are looking at different things than we have. But it could just be that you're right. Maybe it is adding flavor and it is serving a function, but maybe there's additional requirement. It has to satiate you. Maybe if it's not satiating you and like no one's saying I want some breadcrumbs now. So maybe this is like a super case of where it's so secondary to the chicken that maybe that will be why you would say a shahakol. But what convinced me was that that I saw Rabbi, or a Jack there had an article on it, and the end he said, even if you're not convinced that it should be a shahakal, it should be at least a suffix in your head that these arguments are right, and if it's not a suffix, you should say a shahakal if you're not sure what it is. So that got me. But it's
even just regular fried chicken with a really thick coating on it.
Right. So if it's super thick, like it's hard to gauge these things. If it's super thick, I think everyone would agree that you should make a mezonos on it. But it's so hard to know when that is or isn't. So if you want to be super safe, you can have mezonos on. You could, if it's super thick, you could break off a piece of the crust and make a mezonos on that. You can wash. As a toast over here gives that example. Talking about like foods like Twizzlers where like it's just like the amma or things where you're not sure. He says you should just tov lahachmir and have it in a suda. That's what we see already in Rishonim. Just wash and save yourself. But you could have mezonos on something else and a shahakal on something else if you want to be super careful, or you know, have like on Shabbos when like it's in your suda, you don't have to really worry about these things. But it's a big question. I think default is majority say shahakal, so maybe that's probably the way to go, but ask Rabbi Glasser when you stop him by. He's gonna have like 100 people asking about breaded chicken cutlets this week, I guess. Okay, let's keep it going. Gemara says, Gufa, Rav Shmuel da'ami trevayu, kol sheyesh bo mechamishes haminin, mevarchen olav, borei minei mezonos. Anything, as we said, has the five grains. Kol sheyesh bo sounds like it has other ingredients too, but if one of the ingredients, if it's like a mixture, and it contains the five grains, you're going to say a mezonos. Another language formulation, v'itmar nami rabbi shmuel lemi trevayu, kol shehu mechamishas haminin, mevarechin olav, brei minei mezonos. If it itself, not necessarily a mixture, but if it is the ingredient that is the five grains, you're going to make a mezonos. Why do you need both of these formulations? V'itzricha. The Iashmuinen Kol Shehu Hava Amina Mishum De Ise Be'ene. Maybe if it said Kol Shehu, I think only if it's the main ingredient, the only ingredient, Hava Ayde Taroves Lo. But if it's a mixture, you won't necessarily make a mezonos. Kamash Molan Kol Sheyeshbo. Even by a mixture, you're always going to make a mezonos if it contains the five grains. What about the reverse? The Iashmuinen Kol Sheyeshbo. If it just caught Kol Sheyeshbo, not a mixture, but when it is the ingredient. So Hava Amina Kol Sheyeshbo Chamishas Aminim In Hava Ores Vedochan Lo. It sounds like we're saying these are rules for the five grains, but not for rice. So maybe not for rice. Rice does not get a mezonos. That's talking about when it's a mixture. Mishum da'agde taroves. Aval ise be'ene. But maybe if it's it itself and rice is the ingredient, maybe then you would make a mezonos on rice. Nema filu orez vedochan. I'm barachan Allah. Berm ne mezonos. Kamash malan. Rav Shmuel wanted to teach us. Super important. Kol shemechemish saminin. Barachan Allah. Berm ne mezonos. Lafuke orez vedochan. Da'afilu ise be'ene. Lama varchinan. Berm ne mezonos. Rav Shmuel taught us both these formulations to teach us rice is not a mezonos. It's just like fun. It's like the Gemara is going to go through what the bracha is for mezonos. We know what the answer is going to be, but mezonos and bering nefashos. But it's kind of like holding on the edge of your seat, like seeing like how the Gemara actually is going to get there at the end of the day. So right now, Rav and Shmuel are trying to teach us that you do not make a mezonos on rice. That's why they had both of these formulations. Gemara asks, what are you talking about? But orez vedochan lo mevarchinan brei minei mezonos. Do you not make? I should probably clarify. Orez and dochan. So it's machlokas rishonim. We always assume that orez is rice. Rashi actually says that orez is millet and dochan is rice. But Tosfos say no, that orez is rice. And as you see, in Tosfos, it's kind of funny. Tosfos in the third Tosfos, Der Maskel Rashi Pirish Orez Mil, he says Vesh Mefarshim Rezo. Tosfo said that Orez is rice, and we usually assume that Orez is rice and Dochan is millet, which is gonna be super important actually in the end of the day. But we're gonna call Orez rice and Dochan is millet. So the Orez Vedochan, Lama Varchinan Brain Mine Mizonos, do you not say Mizonos on rice and millet? The Hatanya, but it says in the following Braisa, Hevigu Lofanov pas Orez u pas Dochan, Mivarech Alav Techila Vasov Kemaisa Kedera. If you have bread made of rice or millet, you make a bracha before and after, just like Maisa Kedera, which Rashi says is a dish that contains the five grains in it. So it's just the same bracha. And I got Maisa Kedera, Tanya. And it says by Maisa Kedera, Betchil Mavarech Allah, Brei Minei Mezonos, Ulvasov Mavarech Allah, Bracha Achas Mein Shalosh, that you make a Mezonos Ala Mechya. So it seems to say that rice has the same Bracha as Maisa Kedera. So Gemara says, no, you got confused. Kim Maisa Kedera, Velo Kim Maisa Kedera. It's like Maisa Kedera in some respect, but it's not completely like Maisa Kedera. Kim Maisa Kedera, the Mavarechin Allah, Techila Vasov. It's like Maisa Kedera in that you make a Bracha before and after. You make a Bracha before and after. But Velo Kim Maisa Kedera, Ila Maisa Kedera, Betchil Mavarech Mezonos, but Maisa Kedera is a mezonos ala mechya, the ilu hachab by rice, but chilim barach alav shakol ne bedvaro, ulvasof, brain of Pesach Shabbos, the chesronan, al kol ma shebara. But rice is different. You're going to make a shehakol borei nefashos. So that's the response to that question. So now again, we're still holding that rice is not a mezonos. In fact, it is a shehakol borei nefashos. over here, Tosfos talks about the bracha of Borei Nefashos. It's a beautiful, the top Tosfos is a beautiful Tosfos explaining what the words mean. We say, Borei Nefashos Rabos V'chesronon. We're thanking Hashem for creating a nefesh, a soul, V'chesronon, and that they're lacking things. We're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for making us and creating us with lackings. So Tosfos say, no, you're misunderstanding. The chesronon means the things that we're lacking that we couldn't live without. Kemo lechem umayim, like bread and water that are necessities in life. That's what the chesronon refers to. And then what does the rest of the bracha refer to? Al kol ma'asha barasa lo chos ba'am nefesh kol chai. That's referring to the extras in life, the things that we didn't necessarily need. Tosfos says, ki im leta'anug ba'alma, the delicacies, right? Like Tosfos' example is kemo tapuchim, like fruit. But you can use your imagination for other delicacies. That things we didn't need to have, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. That's the second half of the pasuk. So Tosfos says chesronon is the things that we need, and the rest of the pasuk is the additives that we have. But the Rashba seems to understand that it's actually literal, that the chesronon is referring to the fact that Hashem created us lacking. Why would Hashem create us? And that's a little hard to understand why Hashem would create us, and why we would thank Hashem with the bracha of Borei Nefashos for creating us with things that were lacking. So a colleague of mine, Rav Yaakov Abramowitz, explained that perhaps this is what we see from the klala of the Nachash. The Nachash in the beginning of Sefer Bereishis was cursed for giving the Eitz Hadas to Adam and Chava. He was cursed by Afar Tochal Kol Yemei Chayecha. You're always going to eat dust on the earth. And the Chidush HaRim asks, what's the klala? There's dust everywhere. He doesn't have to worry about a parnasa. He says, food wherever he goes, he always has dust. So the Chidush HaRim answers, then no, the Nachash's klala is that he doesn't have a need to reach out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He doesn't have to daven for a parnasa like we do, because he doesn't have all the things. He has everything that he needs. He has no need to create that relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So perhaps that's also the pshat in V'chesronam. We're thanking Hashem for creating us not without needs. We could just take care of ourselves and have no relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but he created us lacking, so that we need things, so that we need him, and we're able to have that relationship and daven so that he would help us for all of our chesronos. So that's the bracha, Borei Nefashos, Rabos v'chesronon, al kol ma shebara. The Gemara now continues in this back and forth. So again, right now we're holding that rice as a shehakol, Borei Nefashos. The Gemara asks, is that true? The orez lab maisa kedera, is rice really not maisa kedera? Bihu, that isn't, it's not like the five grains, v'hatanya. Elohein maisa kedera literally says, these are maisa kedera. Chilka, targis, solis, zaris, v'arsan, v'orez. Chilka is wheat kernels that are broken up into two pieces. Targis is wheat broken up into three pieces. Solis is just regular fine flour. And zaris is broken up into four pieces. Arsan is broken up into five pieces. And orez is what we're talking about. Rice. And here it says that it's included in the list of maisa kedera. So the Gemara says, you're right, Ha'amani Rabbi Yochanan ben Nurihi. You're right, but that's the unique shita of Yochanan ben Nuri. He holds that rice is considered mizonos. D'tanya, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Yomer, Orez min Daganhu. He has a tremendous chiddush. That rice is actually a grain. It's like one of the five grains. And therefore, chayavin al chimutzo kares, al chimutzo yom bichayev for it's chametz on Pesach bichayev kares. Right, not like we have like we say it's kidneys and we're machmir. He was it's literally chametz gamor because it's actually a grain. And therefore, va'adam yotze be'yodei chavasa bePesach, you can also use it as matzah on Pesach. Because that's the two sides of the same coin, as Gemara Pesachim says. If you want to know what ingredients you can use to make matzah, it has to be an ingredient that would otherwise become chametz. So he says that it would become chametz on Pesach. Otherwise, you can also use it if you want to be yotze your chiyuv of matzah and Pesach, but that's Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri shita. He's a unique shita, a chiddush that rice is literally a grain. Avo Rabbanon lo, but the Rabbanon would not say it's a mezonos. The Rabbanon would say that it's a shahakol. The Rabbanon lo, the Rabbanon really not hold that it is a mezonos. The Hatanya hakose says achita mevari cholav aleha borei pri hadama. This rice is going to talk first a bit about wheat. Ultimately, it's going to get us back into rice. But this first line, we're going to take a stop because this is a super halachal nice line. Hakos es achita mevari chalaha borei pri ha'adama. If you, again, kos is like you're eating something that's raw. It's not really edible. If you eat raw wheat, you make a borei pri ha'adama, right? So wheat is one of the five grains. We usually associate that with being a mizonos, but that's only after it's been crushed and it's been cooked, it's been processed. But if it's still raw wheat, if you're just chewing on raw wheat or one of the raw grains, you would make a borei pri ha'adama. What's the bracha achrona? Again, this seems like it's random because no one's really eating raw wheat, but it's going to be halakha l'maisa. What's the bracha achrona? Right? If you eat processed wheat, you make a mazonos ala michya. If it's a raw wheat, you're making a hadama, and then what? Tosfos says, it's still funny. Tosfos says, maybe if it's processed, you make a mazonos ala michya. If it's raw, you make a hadama, and an al hadama, val pri hadama, which we know doesn't exist. Tosfos also asks, but that doesn't exist. So, tzarechin, if you should actually do that, and therefore Tosfos says, super complicated, unclear if you would eat raw wheat, what should the bracha achrona be? We have no idea. You should eat it in a suda, because it's so unclear what the bracha achrona should be on raw wheat. It's a hadama and a question mark for bracha achrona. But that is halacha l'maisa, because it's not only referring to raw wheat. Tosfos, the Rush, and the Rambam say, kosei schita is not only raw wheat, but even if it's cooked, but it remained whole. If you crush it and then you cook it, that's mazonos. If you cook it and it gets broken down in the cooking process, that's also going to be a mazonos. But if you cook it and it's whole, that's the same thing as kosei schita, and you're going to make a hadama and a super big question mark about what the bracha achrona should be. And that comes up, halacha l'maisa, by granola and granola bars. There's a machlokas about whether granola, it's cooked, but there's a machlokas in the poskim whether it gets processed enough to actually warrant that mazonos. So if you hold that it gets mazonos, it's easy. That's the opinion of Rav Heinemann in the Star K. You cook it, you don't crush it beforehand, but as you cook it, it gets broken down, and you add other ingredients, and also it's like a maisa kedera, and therefore Rav Heinemann says it's a mazonos, and the bracha achrona would be obvious, it would be an ala michya.
I saw people who use whole wheat instead of beans for chont. So you have a whole pot of wheat, so it expands, it's a little bigger, but as you can see, it's a... So
right.
If you would have eat just that on a Thursday night, we'll probably see that one.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, right? Exactly. You can like literally see it if you're... The problem with granola bars, you can't really see it. Like, someone's making it in a factory and you have no idea what it actually looks like. So again, the kosher agencies go in and they do the research, and not all granola bars are even created equal for this matter. But this kosei schita, if it's cooked whole, it's a hadama. So granola bars, some say that's not this category. Granola bars are processed, and it gets not processed, but when you cook it, it does break up, and therefore it will be a mazonos a la michya. But Rav Schechter and Rav Belsky and the OU, that's the majority of the OU poskim, say that it is, when you cook it, it still remains whole, and therefore that is this case of a kosei schita, and therefore it would be a hadama, and bracha achrona would be, we don't know. It would be very complicated, and based on Tosfos, you'd have to eat it in a meal, which defeats the whole purpose of a granola bar. It's supposed to be a snack you can have on the go, and I don't have to go wash and bench for my granola bar. So they give an eitzah about how if you eat, the halacha is you only need a bracha achrona if you ate a kezayis within kedei achilas pras, within was a machlokas about how long that time span is. So the OU goes through the math about how you can have a 1.5 Nature Valley bars and you'll have a kezayis of ingredients, so you'll need to make a bracha achrona, but it won't be a kezayis of the grain, of the questionable grains that we're talking about, because it's not only the grain, it's also other ingredients in there. So if you have 1.5 Nature Valley bars with, and it's not within the, you don't have more than that within the kedei achilas pras, so you can do the math and be super careful with your watch and make sure that you have the proper amount, and you'll be able to say a ha'adama and a borei nefashos confidently. But if you didn't do that and you made a ha'adama, in the end of the day you would say a borei nefashos, but we're trying to figure out what's like the ideal way of doing things. So either it's a mazonos ala michya, that would be super easy, but the OU says it's a ha'adama and super complicated. But that's this first line of akosis asachita mevarech alaha borei pri ha'adama. The Brisa continues. We're going to get back into rice in a second. We're on this tangent over here. Tachna, afa, ubishla, bismacha. Let's say you grind up the grain. So now you're grinding it up and you're baking it, and then you're also cooking it. So you're baking it into bread and you're cooking the bread. This is like comparable to like French toast shaglas as well, or matzah brei. Bismacha, prusos, kayamos. Let's say the pieces are kayamos. Tosfos said that means that the pieces are, Rashi says also, these pieces are like sticking together. The Yerushalmi says that kayamos means that it's a kezayis. Which is relevant for the French toast challah, which we were not going to talk about. Not enough time to talk about this stuff. But betchila mevarech alaha hamotzi lach min haaretz ulvasof mevarech alaha gimel brachos. That if the prusas are kayamos, if it's sticking together, you'll make a hamotzi and you'll bench. But im ena prusas kayamos, betchila mevarech alaha brim ne mezonos ulvasof mevarech alaha bracha achas mein shalos. So if the prusas are kayamos, if it's sticking together after you cooked the bread, you make a hamotzi al bench. If it's not sticking together, you make a mezonos ala michya. But now we're going back into rice. Hakosis es haore. Mevarech Allah brei pri ha'adama. If you're having right, raw, uncooked rice, you make a brei pri ha'adama. But again, tachno afa ubishlo, if you grind it, you bake it, and you cook it. Afa bisha prusos kayamos, betchil mevarech Allah brei menei mezonos, ulvesof bracha achas mein shalosh. But for rice, once you cook it and process it, no matter what, whether it's sticking together or not sticking together, if it's prusos kayamos or not prusos kayamos, either way, you're always going to make a mezonos a la mirkia. So now let's get back into our shakavatari over here. We had said that the Rabbanan hold that you make a shahakal on rice, but now we're saying that if you cook and you process your rice, you're always gonna make a mezonos a la mirkia. Don't the Rabbanan agree that you make a mezonos a la mirkia? Isn't this the Rabbanan? The Gemara says, well, who's talking over here? Ilema Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, maybe this is the unique shita Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri who says that rice is literally a grain, but that can't be. The Amar Ores min Daganu, the one who holds that rice is a grain, but that's not true. Hamotalech min ha'ares shalosh brachos ba'i bruche. He shouldn't say you make a mezonos a la mirkia. He should say that you have to bench one when you have rice, if it's literally one, like, just like wheat. It must be this is the Rabbanan, and they say that you make a mizonos al hamichya on rice, and therefore it's a tiyufta de Rav Shmuel. Rav Shmuel were trying to teach us that you don't make a mizonos on rice, but we see from here, from the Rabbanan, that you do make a mizonos on rice. That's therefore going to reject that diuk of Rav Shmuel, but still, right here, we see a two dots, and we're still at the opinion that says a mizonos al hamichya. So we're not done yet, but the Gemara has a short two-line tangent. Amar mar, hakosis es achita, mevarech alaha berei pri ha'adama. If you have raw wheat, as we said, you make a berei pri ha'adama, ava hatanya berei minei mizuraim, but another brisa says you make a berei minei ziraim, a more specific bracha than berei pri ha'adama. Mara says, lo kasha, we had this shita before. Harabi Yehuda, the harabanan, the very first mishnah, lamed hei and aleph, the tznan, the al hayarakos omer berei pri ha'adama, we hold that you make a berei pri ha'adama on vegetables. Rabbi Yehuda omer, no, berei minei desha'im, a more specific bracha, to thank Hashem who created different types of herbs. And so too over here, by Chita, he said that you make a Borei Minei Zeraim, a more specific bracha than a Hadama, but that's his unique Shita. Usually we would say, a Borei Pri Hadama. Okay, back to the action of rice. Amar Mar, Hakosis Esa Orez, Mevarech Allah Borei Pri Hadama. If you have raw rice, you make a Borei Pri Hadama, Tachno Afa O Bishlo, Ah Bisha Prusos Kayamos, Betchil Mevarech Allah Borei Minei Zonos, Olvasof Bracha Achas, Meyen Shalosh. As we said, once you process the rice, no matter what, you're going to make a mezonos ala mechya. The Gemara asks, v'hatanya, levasof v'lo klum. But it says in another brisa, you make no bracha achrona, which Rashi says means you make a borei nefashos. It's the default bracha achrona. So now we're starting to get a little relief. That's what we're going to want to hopefully conclude with. So it says, we said that you make a mezonos ala mechya, but another brisa says that you make a mezonos borei nefashos. So what's the deal? Amar Rav Sheshes lo kasha, hara ben Gamliel, the ha rabbanan. It's machlokes ben Gamliel and the rabbanan. We're going to see a brisa now which has a few halachos from Rabbi Gamliel, and the final one's going to be the one that's about rice and important for us. Did Tanya zeh haklal kol shu mishivas haminim mevar Rabbi Gamliel omer shalosh brachos. This is a tremendous chiddush. Rabbi Gamliel says we have shivas haminim. That's like the fruit, like pomegranates and figs and dates. You bench on figs and dates on the shivas haminim. Current Rabbi Gamliel chachamim omrim bracha achas mein shalosh. No, you say as we say and ala eitz ve'al pia eitz. And as a maisa, Rabbi Gamliel the Hazakenim, Shahayim Mesubin Ba'aliyah B'Yericho, they were eating in the attic in Yericho, Ve'evilu Lefneim Kosvos, they were eating dates. Rabbi Gamliel holds you should be benching on dates. Ve'achlo Ve'nasim Rabbi Gamliel Rishus Rabbi Yekiva Levarich. And Rabbi Gamliel told Rabbi Yekiva, can you lead Bracha Achrona? Meaning, can you bench for us? Because I, Rabbi Gamliel, hold you bench when you have dates. So Kofa to Berach Rabbi Akiva, Berach Achas Mein Cholosh. Rabbi Akiva says, sure, and he goes ahead and makes an Al HaEitz, Al Pri HaEitz, instead of benching like Rabbi Gamliel holds. Amar Rabbi Gamliel, Akiva, Ad Masai Ata Machnes Roshcha Bein HaMachlokes. Why are you entering into the Machlokes over here? You know that I hold you should be benching over here. I asked you to bench. Why did you say an Al HaEitz? Amar Le Rabbeinu, Ach Habisha Ata Omer Kein, Vechavercha Omer Kein, Limatana Rabbeinu, Yachid V'Rabim, Halacha Kirabim. You're right, I know that you hold that you're supposed to bench on dates, but everyone else holds that you're supposed to make a Al ha'etz on dates, and you taught us that yachiv erabim halacha kerabim. You're supposed to go like the majority shita, so that's why I said an al pi. I said an al ha'etz. That's halacha number one. I mean, Gamliel holds that you bench when you have one of the shavas haminim. Tosfos asks a super funny question because we know that sometimes we use a kos. We have a kos, a cup of wine when we do birkas hamazon. So Gamliel, he's gonna say, oh, I had some dates. I had some fruit. I have to go bench, and I'll take out his cup of Shivas Haminim of wine, and he'll bench, and then he'll go at the end and he'll say a bracha on his cup of wine, but that cup of wine, according to him, you have to bench on. So he's gonna have his kos, he'll drink his kos, he has to bench again, he'll have the kos of that benching, he'll have to drink again, and he's gonna be benching for the rest of his life, for all eternity. So say it must be that
the bottle finishes.
Exactly. So say it must be that when you have a cheekful for his kos shel bracha, that won't warrant a benching. He'll be able to just say an Allah eight so he can get out of this never-ending perpetual cycle of brachos for the rest of his life. So that's a funny tosos at the very bottom tosos over there. Okay, number two, the second halacha from this brisa, also not relevant to rice, but we'll get there in a second. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishmo, in the name of Ringam Leo, Kol Shehu Mishivas Haminim. If something is from the Shevas Haminim, right, from the seven of those fruits, v'lo min daganu, and it's not a min dagan, oh min dagan v'lo aso pas, or it's one of the grains, but you didn't make it into bread, that's like daisa that we had before, Ringam Leo Omer Shalosh Brachos, v'chachamim Omerim Bracha Achas. There as well, Ringam Leo says you're gonna bench, even though the grain wasn't made into bread, you're gonna bench, chachamim say, no, that's gonna be in Ala Michya. But now it's important to us, kol she'eno, lo min Shevas Haminim, v'lo min dagan, it's not one of Shevas Haminim, and it's not even a grain, kagon, pas ores vedochan, but like bread that was made from rice. Omer shalosh, the chachamim omrim veloklum. So that's what we were trying to say the whole time. That one brisa says you make an ala michya on rice. One says that you make a brain of fashos on rice. So now we have the answer. Hara mingam liel, the hara banan. The Rabbim Liel says you make an ala michya. We follow the rabbanan who said that you make a brain of fashos veloklum. That sounds great, but the Gemara has a question. But Mayu Kimta, Krim Gamliel, you're saying that find this second brisa that says Brain of Fashos is a Rabbanon, but the previous brisa we had before, Avakosis Chita and Akosis Orez, that whole brisa is Krim Gamliel, who holds that you're going to make an Ala Michya on rice, but that doesn't work out with the whole brisa. Ema Seifa Duresha, look at the end of the first part of that brisa. It says, Im Eina Prusos Kayamos, but if you make wheat, that you cooked it, but the pieces are falling apart, Betchil Varechala, Brahman Emazonos, Ulva Sopa Varechala, Bracha Achas, Mein Shalosh. You make a mezonos ala mechya on that type of wheat that was cooked that is falling apart. So how could that be Ringam Liel? Mani, Ringam Liel, hashta akosos va'adaisa, amar Ringam Liel gimel brachos, emena prusos kaimos mi bai. Ringam Liel is the guy who says that you bench on figs, on dates, you bench on a daisa when it wasn't even made into bread. If you made it into bread and now it's falling apart, of course you're going to have to bench current Ringam Liel. So that braisa said that you're going to make an ala mechya, that can't be Ringam Liel. So now our whole answer is thrown in the water. Both brisos, one says alamichya, one says bari nefashos, they seem to both be the opinion of the Rabbanan. Elapshit, the Rabbanan, it must be that that's also Rabbanan, but then we're stuck. Ihachi kasha, the Rabbanan, ad Rabbanan. We're stuck with a question. Machogas Rabbanan or Banan, is Bracha Achrona on rice a Bari Nefashos or an Alamichya? The Gemara says, El Aliolam Rabbanan, it is a Rabbanan, Vitani Gabi Orez, Ulvasof, Eina Varechala, Veloklum. You have to just tweak the brisa that said Alamichya, it actually should have said that you make a Bari Nefashos on rice, and so now, full stop, we finally reached the thrilling conclusion, which you knew the whole time, about what Bracha do you make on rice? So you make a Mizonos and a Bari Nefashos, that's the opinion of Rabban Gamliel, and that's how we of the Chachamim, and that's how you paskin on rice. But again, that's assuming that orez means rice. It's not so clear. It's a machlok seshonim whether orez means rice. I think the Taz says that since it's unclear whether rice is whether orez means rice or not, so you should make you should only have rice in a suda. I think that Shulchan Aruch Harav says that you make a shahakol on rice because he thinks that maybe that orez is actually millet and dochan is rice. I'm not sure if Lubavitch Hasidim follow that halacha. Maybe they do. But so it's still technically a question whether rice actually, we concluded that orez is a mizonos bari nefashos, but is orez necessarily rice is actually a machlokes rishonim, but we usually would assume that it's going to be that rice, that orez is rice, and therefore rice is going to be a mizonos. That actually comes into the question of the bracha on sushi. There's so many shailas about the bracha on sushi because you have rice there, which is a mizonos, and you have the fish inside, which is the shahakol, but which one's the ikr? The fish is probably the ikr, but the rice is also there, and it seems to be adding as well, so it's unclear if you make a mizonos because of the rice or a shahakol because of the fish. So some wanted to say that maybe memanavshach, you should make a shahakol because maybe rice actually is a shahakol because maybe orez doesn't actually mean rice, maybe orez means millet. So maybe that should come into the question also on the bracha on sushi. But we generally assume, end of the day, that orez is rice, and therefore we make a mezonos, and a brain nefashos, that's what we hopefully are all doing.
Okay. The Gemara, what was the line that this whole Gemara is going on about making the bracha of mezonos? Wasn't that when you grind up rice and bake it in a meaning versus a hakoses that's already.
Yeah, so koses is uncooked, and then we're talking about regular cooked rice that we would normally be having.
But I'm just comparing it to what we were talking about with wheat and stuff, where you have the whole grain and you cook that. So rice.
That's adama.
Right. I think they say that it breaks down or something sufficiently. So I don't know how cooking rice works, but I saw someone make that point that the rice that we're usually eating is not like the cooked thing that remained whole. It does get split or broken up. Maybe I think Rabbi Forrest has a sefer on Hilchos Brachos, probably somewhere over here, that blue sefer. I think he is mechalik between white rice and brown rice for that reason, that maybe that the, I think brown rice, he says, it's like the koses, which is that it's cooked, but it doesn't get broken down, and therefore it would be a hadama on brown rice. I think this, yeah, what you're saying is right, that it assumes that it gets broken down.
I was thinking the other thing is about, in terms of grinding it up and cooking, baking it like that, don't we say shahakal on things with rice flour versus...
Right, if it gets broken down into a flour where it loses all semblance of rice, I think that's different.
So sure, but shouldn't that be like wheat? Like that, meaning wheat we grind up
That makes it a mizonos versus if you don't grind it, it's hadama.
Right, so why wouldn't, like, rice...
Right, rice flour.
Like, turning it into a flour. Like, yeah. Can also make it mizonos?
Wheat can become chametz, but I think rice cannot. Rice doesn't rise.
Right, because orez isn't even a mindagon. That's real kind of manure. It's definitely
wheat,
not a grain.
Wheat starts hadama and ends mizonos, and rice starts mizonos. So that's the difference right there. One starting hadama.
I think that even though there are two back-to-back parts of the Braisa, I think that the Gemara assumes that rice is definitely not one comparable exactly to the grains, that there are going to be some differences. I don't know if we can necessarily say this is true by when you do this to grain, therefore also by rice as well. I think we definitely, the fact that it's a brain of fashas, because it's not one of the five grains, it's going to have different qualities. But I think you bring up a good point. I think it's a good thing to think about.
Yeah, no, because even on the first wide line on Lama Zion, at least in my Gemara, it says first, it says Hakosis, and it says Tafano Apo Bishlo, Apo Pish. So that sounds like actually grinding it up, making it into a flour. So that would be my question. Like,
right.
That actually sounds like making it into a flour, that you should make a mizonos, and then the Gemara's whole discussion follows that.
Right.
Until we end off with saying that, okay, it's...
Yeah, and we keep that line of the Gemara. We keep only change from after that. Yep, that's a good question. I'm not sure. We can look into what the... why it's not rice flour.
Right.
Right.
Eight almonds or eight, you grind it up and it becomes shakal.
Right, yeah. The question is, how do you read this line of the Gemara, which says, tachna afo bishlo, which sounds like you're literally grinding it up, and why is that not the same thing as rice flour? I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. Definitely a good question. We will look into this after this year. Gemara continues, Amar Rava. We are at the two dots, Amadayin Amadbez, around like, I don't know, like 10 lines down from the top. Amar Rava, hi, Rihata de Chaklai. Rihata de Chaklai is what we had before of Chavetz Kedera. It's this mixture of honey, oil, and flour. The Bafshi Be Kimcha, so in Chaklai, they make it with a lot of flour, and therefore they say, Mavarech Bermine Mazonos, my time of this meat the Iker, because the flour is the Iker. But the Mechuzah, in Mechuzah, they make it differently. The Lo Mafshi Be Kimcha doesn't have a lot of flour, so Mavarech Halav Shakal, Nebid Varo. You make a shahakal. My time adobsha ikr, because the honey is the ikr. So it depends on which is the ikr. Is it the flour or is it the honey? But then Rava changes his mind, as we had based on the rules from before. The hadar amar Rava, idi v'idi b'rim ne mezonos. Everyone told it to mezonos. Why? Because we have Rav Shmuel, dami trevayu. Kol sheish b'mechemesh saminim, mevarech en alav b'rim ne mezonos. You always make a mezonos if it contains the five grains, because even if it's not necessarily the majority, you're still going to always make a mezonos. If that's one of the ingredients, you're going to always make a mezonos. Now, the final dish for the day, amar Rav Yosef, hai chavitza. What's a chavitza? Rav says it's like pieces of bread that's been broken up into small pieces that you put them all together in a pan and you're frying them and you're cooking them. So there's pieces of bread, there's peruin of bread, but the isbe peruin kezayis. If the pieces of bread are each a size of a kezayis, it's kezayis sized pieces of bread, then betchil mevarech alav hamotzi lechem in haaretz, ulvasof mevarech alav shalosh brachos. So you're going to make a hamotzi and bench if it is a size of a kezayis. Right, but if it's a kezayis size. But also, as croutons are, I'm not sure how they're making it. Are they taking bread and then cutting it up afterwards? Here it's talking about like if you're like before you cook it, if you're what the sizes of the pieces are. But yeah, maybe this is a shy. It's also relevant to like matzah brei and stuff like that. From which we also had it from the previous Amud. This paperon kizayis, but if it's lace paperon kizayis, you're going to make a mezonos ala michya if the pieces are smaller than a kizayis. So if it's a size of a kizayis, the pieces you're going to make a hamotzi and bench. If it's smaller than a kizayis, you're going to make a mezonos ala michya. Amar Rav Yosef, minam minala. How do I know this? From the following brisa, the Tanya, if you're bringing your carbon mincha in Yerushalayim, mincha is made of flour, it's like bread like we're talking about. Omer, you first make a shecheyanu. Rashi and Tosas explain why you're making a shecheyanu. Maybe it's Rashi says you haven't done this in a while. Maybe it's the Kohen who he doesn't do mincha so often, so for him it's like a mitzvah that comes every now and then. But someone's making a shecheyanu, whether it's the Yisrael or the Kohen. Rashi is interestingly in Menachos that maybe it's the Kohen making the bracha of Shechianu because it's his first time in his lifetime doing this, bringing a carbon mincha, which is a unique thing we never really heard of before. Like, think of if I ask you which cases you make a Shechianu, you'd say like on like a new suit or on like a new fruit or a mitzvah that happens occasionally every now and then. What if it's a mitzvah that happens consistently, but it's my first time doing it? So you make a Shechianu on your first time doing a consistent mitzvah. So the Shach says absolutely not, but Rashi and Menachos seems to say that that's exactly what's happening over here, that the Kohen's making a Shechianu because it's his first time bringing a carbon mincha. But either way, natlan the achlan, if the Kohen then takes the mincha, mevarech hamotzi lechem in ha'aretz, he makes a hamotzi. V'tani ala, the kulan poses on kizayis. And the carbon mincha, it says over there, is broken up into pieces that are the size of a kizayis. So there you go, that's exactly what Rav Yosef was saying. That if the pieces are a kizayis, you make a hamotzi and you bench. That's why the carbon mincha, he says a hamotzi, the Kohen says a hamotzi, and he benches when he has a carbon mincha, because the pieces are a kizayis. Amalei Abaye, Abaye asks, what are you talking about? Elamayata, according to you, what about Latana de Berabi Yishmael? The Amar Porchon Ashmach Ziran the Sultan. Latana de Berabi Yishmael holds that by the carbon mincha, he doesn't keep them in pieces of a kizayis, but he breaks them out into a very fine flour. And if that's the case, it's smaller than a kazayas, shouldn't he hold that you make a mazonos? According to Rav Yosef's rule, if it's smaller than a kazayas, you make a mazonos. It's Quintan Rabbi Yishmael, where the carbon mincha is crushed into small pieces, into fine flour, he should make a mazonos. Hachanami delo ba'i bruchei ha'motzi lechem min ha'aretz. He shouldn't say ha'motzi. V'chitei ma'achanami, if you'll say exactly, according to Rabbi Yishmael, you would say mazonos, but that's not true. V'hatanya. Lokad mikulan kazayas ve'achlan, if you collect pieces, and it creates a kizayis, and chametzu onesh kares, it will be chametz, and matzahu aramiyotu b'yidei chavasu b'pesach, and you can use it for matzah and pesach, which means that it's bread. In fact, you can use it as matzah, you can only use bread as matzah. It must be that if you do, even though it's smaller than a kizayis, it's still considered bread, and you would make a hamotzi on it. So, Rabbi Yosef, if you said if it's smaller than a kizayis, you make a mezonos, if it's the size of a kizayis, you make a hamotzi, Rabbi Yishmael says by karban mincha, it's smaller than a kizayis, and you still make a hamotzi. So, Achav Mayaskinon, Bishair, something Mari answers, no, in that case, where Rabbi Yishmael is talking about a smaller than a kizayis, but you're making a hamotzi, that's because you took all those pieces that were smaller than a kizayis, and you kneaded it again into a new loaf, and now you have a kazayas sized loaf again, and that's why you're going to make a hamotzi, because even in that case you made it back into one loaf, one piece, and that's why it is a kazayas in the end of the day. What do you mean? But look at the seifa. It says, it adds another detail, that he has to eat it within kedei achilas pras, but it says achlan, that he ate them. But v'ibish our son, if you made it back into one loaf, what do you mean them? He ate it. It's one loaf again. Hi achlan sha'achlomi ba'ilei, say that he ate it. Why does it say he ate them? Clearly we're talking about that it's still pieces of the mincha was broken up into small pieces that were smaller than a kezayis. Rather, we're talking about bebami lechem gadol, that it, you're right, it's fine, it's pieces that were smaller than a kazayas, but the rest of the big bread is still on the side, and in that situation, Rabbi Yishmael holds that even though it's smaller than a kazayas, the karban mincha piece is smaller than a kazayas, since the remainder of the loaf of bread is right next to it, you're still going to make a hamotzi, since the bread is right over there, it's still going to maintain that kashivas and get a hamotzi. At the end of the day, we went back and forth with this proof from Menachos, but Gemara asks, my havi Allah, bottom line, what's the halacha over here for this chavitza, where the pieces, if they're Rabbi Yosef, if it's smaller than a kazayas, you make a mezonos. If it's the size of a kazayas, you make a hamotzi. What's the bottom line halacha? Amar Rav Sheshes, hi chavitza, af agav de lezbe pirurin kazayas, mevari chalav hamotzi lechem min haaretz. Even if it's smaller than a kazayas, you're still going to make a hamotzi. No matter what the size is, you're always going to make a hamotzi on that chavitza. And Amar Rava, behu de'ika halaha, torisa de'nahama, and Rava adds one more detail, that it's only if it maintained the appearance of bread, it still has to have the appearance, it still has to look like bread, only then are you going to still make a hamotzi on this chavitza dish. So we learned a lot today on Brachos Lamed Zayin. We started off talking about pilpilin, the black pepper, peppercorn, and ginger, and daisa, and what the bracha should be. We spoke about the rule of kol sheyeshbo, that you're going to make a mezonos as long as one of the ingredients is grain. We spoke about cases like licorice and schnitzel, which is super complicated but a lot of fun. And we spoke about the bracha on rice, which we finally ultimately landed on what we assume that the bracha should be, a mezonos and parinathashos. We spoke about granola along the way. And we finally conclude with this bracha on chavitza, which we conclude that when you broke up the bread into smaller pieces, even if it's smaller than a kezayis, you're going to make a hamotzi as long as it still maintained the appearance of bread. Yishakach.